I have never been this sexually driven and turned on and just straight up, I'll say it, horny in my entire existence. And hello, ovulation. I am having a time, and it's been going on for, this is like the second week now. It started on the retreat in New Mexico when I just really started turning on, and I was in my inner spring at the start of that retreat, and I'm now kind of peaking in my inner summer, and I'm ovulating. I'm actually not peaking in my inner summer yet. I'm ovulating, and I know that because of my body's symptoms and what my body has told me, and I track my cycle intuitively, and I have learned what my symptoms are and what my signs and my cues and when my body tells me that I'm ovulating. And oh my God, this this ovulation has been a very sexual one. And I don't think that has anything to do with this time in my cycle. I think it's heightened right now, but I think this is, I'm trying to paint a picture. I'm going to fill my water up 1 second. This is painting a picture more of where my path is going next. You know, I feel like I've reached a really grounded understanding in my feminine awakening. Come on in, tacos. And now where my journey has already been going, I just am now ready to talk about it, is this, I've been talking about kind of my dragon awakening, and now it's really just this sexual pleasure exploration in a way that you cannot even begin to fathom or understand until you've surrendered fully to the experience of life, to the unknown, to the divine, to your path, to your intuition, to the feminine, to a life outside of the matrix, to a life outside of conditioning and programming and all of those words. I believe this level of pleasure and sensuality and sexuality is kind of the next step in the human experience. It's like, okay, we've gotten all the stuff out of the way that prevents us from having a good experience. Now, how good can we make our experience? And yes, that does include sex. And honestly, it's kind of like the deeper I go, the more sex is involved in every aspect of life, and not from the perspective and the lens that society has painted sex, not in this nasty way, right? Like sex, the way I see it, it's not just intercourse with another person. It's like just this overall lifestyle of pleasure and orgasmic experience. Like when I take showers now, goofy dogs, when I take showers, like there, I take them in slow motion, and they are the most sensual, sexual, erotic experience that I could ask for. And this is just in my daily shower or in my daily bath or, you know, whatever else it is that I'm doing. And like, this is just my experience now. It's how I live. It's what I expect. And it started from shifting what I expected from the universe, from the world. It started by me deciding what I was going to allow in my experience, or what I was going to require of my experience, what I was going to require of myself in my experience, what I was going to, come on, Rory, come inside. You know, it's so funny looking back on how I got here. Again, it was all intuitively led. Like, I got here because I started valuing how I was treating myself at home, because I knew that how I was treating myself at home was directly related to how the universe was corresponding to me in return. And yes, I like it directly aligns with the law of correspondence, right? The universe is a mirror. Your experience is a mirror. So if you are witnessing something that you don't particularly like, there is something that you can do in your own life to change that experience. It's not happening to you, it's happening for you. That's where that phrase or that expression comes from. Come on, guys. And that's what the law of correspondence teaches us and tells us, that whatever experience is being reflected back to you in the universe around you, and I don't just mean like in the universe, in like the cosmos, I mean in your day-to-day experiences with other people, with people in your life, with people that you love, with people you don't particularly like, with people you don't particularly love, like everyone in your field, how you are interacting with them, how they are interacting with you, how you respond to that experience is within your control, and it is actually your responsibility. And what I'm sharing on this episode about just life being orgasmic is like, now I've gotten to a point where my experience, like I internally perceive things to just be so joyful and luscious and beautiful and pristine, that that is the experience that's being reflected back to me. And now, as a result of that, I experience so much pleasure and joy and things to be joyful about and things to be happy about and reasons to receive pleasure, and more pleasure is coming into my life. And it's just like, wow, how easy is that? You know, I just stopped doing all of the things that didn't feel in alignment, even though the world was like, you have to do these things. And I'm like, and what if I don't? What if I don't work a job? What if I don't? You know, what if you quit your job? Just what if you quit? What if? Have you even let yourself pretend to play with the idea that maybe that could actually be a real possibility? And that maybe you too can have orgasmic Tuesday mornings and Thursday afternoons and Friday middays and Monday all days and Saturdays and Sundays and like every day of the week. It doesn't actually matter what it's called anymore, because your life is totally depicted and dependent on what you want to do that day, or what your family wants to do that day, or what you and your partner want to go do that day, or what you want to explore that day, or what part of the country you want to travel to that day. Like, that's what controls your life instead of what you have to do and get done. Blech. What do you have to do and get done? That's more important than your human experience, than your evolution. At the end of the day, why are you working? To make money? To do what? To live your human experience. So why not just cut the middleman, cut the employer, and just figure out a way to live your human experience and just watch how money shows up for you? Just experiment with it. Like, why the fuck not? You can't get another job. What are you afraid? You're not going to be able to get the same job that you... How easy was it for you to get this job that you got? If it wasn't easy, look back on it. I think it probably was. And you could definitely get one that pays you a lot more. I'm sure you wouldn't argue with me on that. So just like, why not fuck around and try, or play with the idea, or just see what your imagination has in store. If your imagination shuts you down, I'm sorry for it. Come hang out with me and spend some time with me and I'll fix that. But in the meantime, just let your thoughts run a little bit. The world's not as gloomy as people make it out to be. So you get to choose how delightful and orgasmic you perceive the universe to be, or you can choose how hard and how much suffering that there perceives to be in the universe. And that will be what your experience is reflected back to you.